War deaths crack Republican unity as midterm battle lines form. The deaths of three U.S. service members have exposed fractures inside the Republican Party that were already under strain. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, among the administration's most reliable congressional allies, went on record attacking Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth directly over the casualties, a break that signals the anti-war strand within the MAGA coalition is reaching its limit. Senator Mark Warner went further, accusing Trump of planning to interfere in the midterm elections, framing his argument around a New York Times report that the FBI has been directed to stop investigating confrontations between ICE agents and civilians, an environment Warner characterized as using federal enforcement as a tool for political imagery and voter intimidation. The 2026 midterm landscape is taking shape around sharply divergent strategies. The Republican Party's internal assessment, according to weekend reporting, is that its best-case scenario is a negative partisanship play, banking on voters disliking Democrats more than Republicans. Speaker Johnson is in Iowa and Nebraska defending an extremely thin House majority. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro is running what analysts describe as both a 2026 midterm and a 2028 presidential audition, with 27 field offices, nearly 100 organizers, and four targeted swing congressional districts under his Rise Up campaign. A Reuters analysis finding just 129 non-citizen voting cases in the United States since 1996, most attributed to confusion or administrative error rather than intentional fraud, directly challenges claims the administration has repeatedly used to justify voter registration requirements and investigations. Energy Secretary Chris Wright, meanwhile, stated on ABC's This Week that Joe Biden won the 2020 election, a notable admission from a cabinet official serving an administration whose leader has spent 6 years claiming the opposite. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, who has been positioning for a gubernatorial run, was found not to be registered to vote in the state he seeks to govern, a detail with particular resonance given his years of election integrity advocacy.